in connection with adverse anachas. But according to Sefer Mishneh, the Rambam medicine Girsa is we, and according to the Girsa that we have, they Tanya, not Tanya. So the Gemara is saying that the reason is why Pinuches Akum it's Mutter Avodas Amecha is because Afkas Avosi is Mutter. So what difference does it make whether the text is due to the Melech himself? So then it is Oser Machmas Gzeire, or it was bought by another Rebbe Kichov, and it's not due to the Melech, but it is due to the other Akum. So then it is Mutter to be Mavriach from the other Akum. That's the question. Now let's see. Amun Kone Akum Mutter. Mishum the Havaka, of course, Alvosi, the Shore, Bimokim Lechel Hashem. What does the Ramo say? Vyish Emrim, Tafu Amuches Yisrael, Im Likone Reatzme, Ragil Melech, Afel Gav Di Osa Lavriach Mi. So according to the Rambam, there is an Isagez, but there is another Shite. There's the Shite of the Ram. So he says, Afel Gav Di Osa Lavriach Mi Ki Ardine Di Malchuse, Mikol Mokim, Im Oda Mavriach, Ein Li Muches Lo Kefeisei, Litein, Da Ave Kafkoi Salvosei, Di Shore, Miui Im Yish Bozen Mishum Yira Sam Melech, Vada Yoche Lo Kefeisei. So, the Mechaber passes completely like the Rambam. The Rambam is chilek on the other Rishayim. The other Rishayim say that Muches Akum that is Mutea means because I am Mafkia the Alvoye, the Shibudim, from another. So, Mele, even if the collector is a Jew, but if the Jew is only an employee, he just collects. He doesn't collect it for himself. He didn't buy the tax from the Melech. So it's also Mutter. Because the Melech is an Akum. The Melech is an Akum. The Melech is an Akum. That's what the Ram says. That's what the Ram says. According to the Rambam, as the Kesef Mishneh understood the Rambam Shite, so there is a distinction between the case where the tax is due to the Melech himself. Now, today we have no Melech, we have a republic, but it's the Malchus, so it's the state, the federal government. So that's the Melech. So then it is also to be Mafkia Dachay. It is also to be Mafkia Dachay. And the case according to the Ram, so if the Chayv, according to the Ram, so if the Chayv, the text is due to the Melech himself, then there is no Heter, of course, obviously. But if another Akum bought it from the Melech, and of course, Alvose is towards the Akum who bought it, so then there is a heter of course always. According to the Kesef, and that's how the Mechaber paskens la'aloche. That's how the Mechaber paskens la'aloche. So then the Ram says, the Ramo says, no, the Ram is chilek and the Rambam. And the Ram holds that even if the text is due to the Melech himself, since a Jew didn't buy it, so the Afkoel Salvose is Kilapi whom? Kilapi and Evit Kichovim. The Melech is also Evit Kichovim. He's also Evit Kichovim. So Mimele, there is no Issa Gezel. But look at the way the Ramo mentions the Shittes Aram. So the Ramo mentions Shittes Aram, Yeshemin Dafil Amuches Yisroel Im Likone Reatzme Ragiv Lemerech Afel Gav Di Osa Lavriach Mikiyadin Malchuse. It's Osa to be Mavriach, but Gezel it isn't. Mikol Mokim Noda Mavriach Only Muches Lokifeise Lite. The Habeke of course our voice in the shot. If the Yisrael bonnet, then he can force the Yisrael to pay. He can come to his house and love an attachment and house because they should be mechosi. But if the Yisrael didn't buy it, the Yisrael is only the collector, so he cannot use, he cannot force him to pay it. But the Jew who is mavriya the meches, even according to the Ran, has an aver. What kind of aver does he have? So look at the Bir Ago. The Bir Ago is chilek and Ramo. He says the Ran Midorim doesn't say that it's osa to be mavriya the meches. He only says that he's not allowed to take his shvuah. You see, because the Mishnah Midorim the Mishnah Dom says, "Neiterim la'arogim lechomim lemuchsim shei truma." That's the same Mishnah that the Gemara in Kama cites. Shei truma, afal pi shein truma, shein shel bis hamelech, afal pi shein shel bis hamelech. In other words, the Melech is granting an immunity to truma, or property that is of Beis HaMelech, that you shouldn't have to pay taxes on that property. So suppose the Muches comes to collect a tax on certain articles, and it's not Truma. So the Jew says it's Truma. He's lying. He says it's Truma. So the Muches says to him, "I don't believe you. You know how I believe you? If you take a neder, and if you say, I aser all the bosar, all the fruits upon myself, in case this article is not true." And he takes such a neder, or he may shvur, and but in his mind, he thinks, I'm only asering for the duration of the day. That's what he thinks in his mind. But Dvorim Shebrevin and Dvorim, so the Gemara says, since he does it Machmasun say, there is an undere. It is apparent to all Jews that he had that thought of limiting to the duration of the day. So it's not Dvorim Shebrevin. Why is there such an undere? Because he is being cursed. So the Gemara is the Kashe. Gemara is the Kashe. Hilchen Adre. Omarav. 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 Ve'im al Yetzru. Peiris. Ho'ilu Malay. Ve'inu Shem Bisamelech. O Ve'inu Shem Tumo. Kim de Oma. Yim u Yisasra Lepire Da Ome. Ve'im al Yim. Yim de Oma al Yim. Ve'ikavum Yim Muches. So the Muches would not grant him immunity. So Bahima Bahaye, who made him his force of stand, the Afro got this fear and drawing AC Shane, because if it's in a state of coercion, so then there is an Indra in the Muchach that this is the thought he had in his mind. even though he doesn't verbalize it. So the Ran says, V'chi amrin en din malchus edine, hanrin en shin konech, od mechazeh, chayovin mitnoyes ha-meches. V'chi namin le konechisei, אלא שהוא מימון אליגיס את המכס שאין ראשי ישראל חבילו נשבע שאין תחומו תראה כאונסה קיבן דדימה דמלכוס הדינה דמלכוס הדינה so the Ran says all the Ran says that if the מוכס didn't buy it, the Muchas didn't buy it, the Muchas Yisrael is only collector for the Melech, so, but he didn't buy it, so the tax is due to the Melech himself, even though of course Alvosi is Muter, but he cannot take a neder, because when is he allowed to take a neder? Only when he's subjected to coercion. But in the case where the Muchas is Jewish, even though he didn't buy the text from the Melech, so the chayv is due to the Melech, and the Melech is in the Kehovi. So that, and of course, Alvosi is Muter. So there will be no Issa Gezel if he's Mavriya the Meches. But since it is due to the Melech anyway, except that there is a Heter. But it's due to the Melech. So Mimele, he's not an Onus. What kind of an Onus is he? What kind of Onus? The Muches wants to take away something to which the Melech is entitled. To which the Melech is entitled, so merely he cannot take an Eder. So that's all that the Ran says. The Ran does not say that it's also to be Mavriya the Meches. But the only thing is, he's not a Gazlan. That the Ramo put in. So the Goyim is Masik against the Ramo. The Ramo says here, ויש אמרים, דאפילו המוכס ישראל, אם לקונה לעצמי רגיל למלך, אף אגב די עושה להבריח מכי ארדים את עם האוכבוסי. מכל מוקים, לא במבריח, אין לי מוכס לא כפייסי, ליתן, דאבה כאפקס על ועושי, דישורי. מי הוא יש בזה, משום ג'ירס המלך בא ליוח לא כפי זה. So, the Ramo says two things. אף על גב די עושה להבריח מכי אבין מלכוסי. So the core is חלק on the Ramo. And the core says, where does the Ram say that? That he's also להבריח. The Ram only says that it's also linger. Because there is no illness. But he doesn't say that it's also avriach in such a case. Look in the Biago. Tzor chiyum. Os chav gimel. In the Biago. Tzor chiyum. The Ram lekos afro de osa linder in shakya b'chayga. Why? Because there is no linder in muchach. When is there a linder in muchach that he means to asa the peres? Or the boso, only for the duration of the day, if he is an onus. But here, what kind of an onus is he? He is forced to give it to the Melech to whom it is due. It is legally due. So he's not, I will avriach shor. But the Ram will hold that it's muter than avriach. All right. So then the other thing that the Ramo says, מי אם יש בזה משום יורס המלך, ודאי יוכל לא כפי זה. So what's the pshat? Because of sakonis nefoshes? No. So the Bir Agor says, כמו שכוסוב, that's a braise in Sechas Moches. Hagini vesameches kishif adomi. You see, so obviously the Gros did not understand the Ramor, what the Kesef Mishnah says, that if there is Yeres HaMelech, then the Muchas Yisrael can use force against the Jew in taking away the tax, in collecting the tax from the Jew. He can use force. Not because of Sakonis Nefoshes. If it's because of Sakonis Nefoshes Mamesh, so then why does he have to mention a price in Misachas Moches? I mean, everybody knows that if it's Chas V'Sholom, a situation where it might endanger the lives of Jews, of course he can force him. He'll have the biggest mitzvah if he forces him. He'll be matzil proud Israel. From Sakone, he has to mention a price in Misachas Moches. So, what is the price of Misachas Moches? I forgot to ask to bring it. The price of Misachas Moches says, Hagini Vesameches, Hamafri Hasameches, Hagini Vesameches, Hareze Ki Yushif Adomim, Yushif Adomim Bilvad, Elokimi, Ovad Avri Zore, Vichilas HaShabbos, and some other Avriyas HaMenshi, the price of Misachas Moches. So the question arises, here there is a Gemara in Bava Kama that says that Mutar Avriyach HaSameches. Mutar Avriyach HaSameches. It's Mutar. And here the Price Misachas Moches says that he has the same status as Shiva Domim. He's a Roshe. He has the status of Shiva Domim. Fulei Shiva Domim Uvad, Alei Vida Mizore, and Chalas HaShabbos. Look at that in Misachas Moches. How can these two Gemaras be reconciled? So the answer is the Gemara in Bava Kama, the Gemara by the Kesef Mishnah. The Gemara in Bava Kama is reference to the case where the Melech is not makpid. Let's say when the tax is not to be collected by the Melech himself, as it was customary, you know, for the ancient rulers to sell all the taxes to a certain individual. I mean, you know, sometimes many Jews became rich by buying from the Melech the taxes, you see. So then the Melech doesn't care. Let the Jew pay the taxes, let him not pay the taxes. What does he care? He already got a price for it from the purchaser of the taxes. So then it's mutar avriyach hasameches because of Afkos Halvos. But if a Jew didn't buy it, but the Jew was just appointed as a collector and the Jew has to collect it for the king, so then the king would be very angry at the Jew. So then, very angry. So there is fear, I mean, that he'll apply a severe punishment. So then, it's also to be Mavriyah the Meches. Why? Because he'll endanger the lives of Jews. He doesn't have to mention a price in Misachas Moches. Why mention a price in Misachas Moches? If it will endanger the lives of Jews, of course. So he's already the Jew who refuses to pay the taxes. No, so it means even though we know that he will not, the Melech will not find out and it will not endanger the lives of any Jews, nothing, but because the Melech will never find it out, but if in the event of finding out the Melech will have a big payday, so then the Jew is allowed to use force in collecting the taxes for the monarch. What kind of halacha is it? What kind of halacha is it? I mean, and that's the Russian of the Keset Mishneh. There's a Russian of the Keset Mishneh. He says, V'shem ha'nishlema b'hocha sh'amet שעמיד המלך ישראל ריגלוס לחלקי דהבי כי המלך עצמי גבלו דהשתם לבד שם יבוד על ישחו השם בדבר אפשר שיהיה סכון סנפושת בדבר אבל רק משחוק הרמחס מהמלך שאוז אם יבוד על יהיה בדבר סכון סנפושת מאחר של המלך מפסיד בזה הוא שאומרו שמות על אבריח So according to the Rambam, when is it mutar avriach? When is it mutar avriach? Only when the melach is not mafsit. When he sold it to some other person, another rakum. So he doesn't care. What does he care? Whether the rakum, the purchaser, will collect the tax or not, he doesn't care. But if the melach is makpid, so then, it's not muta mita mafkos alvosi. Why shouldn't be muta mita mafkos alvosi anyway? All right, if he's makpid, so then he might become angry with Jews, so it's another reason. But that's not the reason as to why what the Kesef Mishneh emphasizes. That's why the Kesef Mishneh emphasizes. And, you see, the Mechaber passes completely like the Rambam. The Ramor paskens his maker, and he paskens like the Rani, that he's not a Gazlan. According to the Psak of the Mechaber, if the tax is due to the Melech himself, and today it's due to the Malchus, there's the Melech himself, no one can buy up the federal income tax from President Reagan today, so it's due to the Malchus to the government. So maybe according to the psak of the Mechaber, anyone who doesn't pay the tax to the Melech, so when it's due to the Melech himself, is a gazlan. And the Ramo says he's even a sigzel. But the Ramo himself paskens like the Ran, a gazlan he isn't, but it's also to be mavriya the meches anyway. Then the Gor says, according to the Ran, so it's not even Osa. So what's the Machlokes? Why is it Osa? And what's the Pshat? What difference does it make? Whether there is Yireh or there is no Yireh? In other words, no, I see. I think I had a slip of the tongue. You see, in the case where the Melech is Makpid, then he's a Gazlan according to everybody. That in the Gron is not Chirik, but in the case where the Melech, in the case where there is no Yiras HaMelech, so then the Ramo says, Paskens like the Ran, that he Gazlan, he isn't, because it's of course Halosei, but it's also to be Mavriach anyway, even if the Melech is not Makpid. It's just the Mavriach. And the Gros says, no, according to the Ram, so it's not even Mosa to be Mavriach. But the Gros is not really can the second deal mentioned by the Ramor. In Yesh Bozeh Mishum Yiras HaMelech, Vare Yocholok Efeisei. Then there is an Isar of Gezel too. This is what the Kesef Mishneh says in the Rambam. And that, even according to the Ramor, there is Yiras HaMelech. Now there is no doubt today that today when you don't pay, there is Yiras HaMelech. There is Yiras HaMelech. And even if the one who tries to evade the tax is very clever and very shrewd, there is still a possibility that he will be apprehended. Because today with the use of the computer, so the government can find out the most esoteric secrets. the most. So there is always Yiras HaMelech today. Today there is Yiras HaMelech. And today, 100 years ago, the Malchus maybe wasn't Makbit. Like the city income tax in the city of New York. Who pays the city income tax in the city of New York? No one pays the city income tax. I do pay, even now I pay, because I have a certain earning from clients. So I send in every year about $25 to the city government. But who pays? Because the city government is not market. Fortunately or unfortunately, it's not market. And if it's not market, so no one pays. But federal income tax, when the Malchus finds out, so you can be put in jail for 15 years too, if the Malchus finds out. So that's a situation where there is Yira Machmas HaMelech. And where there is Yira Machmas HaMelech, so then the psak of the Shulchan Aruch is, of the Mechaber and Ramor, everybody, that it involves an Issa Gezel. Now the point, how is that to be explained? Well, I think it is very simple. It is to be explained on the basis of the Shita of the Ravyo. And there are more Paskins like Ravyo. The Ravyo says that when is Afkos Halvosin Muter? Afkos Halvosin is only Muter if an Akum lent a Yisrael 1,000 Zuz and then the Akum died and the son doesn't know about it. And no one knows. Only the Jew knows. So then it's, of course, almost is Mutar. Why? Because then there is no Almas. Then there is no Almas. Now, here, is there Almas? He couldn't. In the case of Avrochas Ameches, when he puts on an extra coat, the Mishnah inclined, he puts on an extra coat. Now, he puts it on, the Melah declared that any beged that is worn by a person is not subject to taxes. Now, if he puts it on, the tax collector comes and he says he's wearing that coat, he assumes that at home he also wears that coat. Not only now. I mean, whenever he goes outside, he wears that coat or the jacket. He wears it frequently. But the Melah doesn't know. The Melah, the tax collector, the Muchas doesn't know that he only put it on for a few minutes. That the Muchas should think that he was wearing that, usually. So, is there an element of almus? Is there an element of almus in that? What kind of almus? Not the Chazoko. He certainly couldn't act your Chazoko towards the Melah. The Melah has the upper hand against him. But he is deceiving the Melech and the Muchas by putting on the extra coat, the extra jacket, and the Muchas and the Malchus will think that he is wearing it. Usually, the truth is he doesn't wear it. He'll come home and immediately take it off. He'll wear it only for half an hour to deceive the Muchas. Is there an element of almus? Is there an element of homus? There is no element of homus. There is no element of homus. Someone may lay, and the Muchas doesn't know that the tax is due on that coat. The Muchas doesn't know that the tax is due on this Seichel, because the Muchas thinks that it shall Truma and shall be Smelach. He fooled the Muchas. But there is no element of almus here. It's not Yot Chazoko. It's not Dunya Divayigzeres Chamis Mir Amitzri. It's the Agneve. It's in a deceptive way. So that's why it is not a Gazlan, the Mavrigas Amechas. Because, of course, Alvose, not the Rechalmus, does not involve an Issa of Gezel by Apple. And here it's not the Rechamus. Oh, but the Ramos says is Pshat and Ran. True, it's not the Rechaumus, but it's in a deceptive manner. So while it doesn't involve any self-gesel, if he seeks ale, or the Chalter Skolami, wherever the Yisar is deduced from, but there's any self-nevis das appears, and as the Rambam says, in Pirkei Avos of Keli in Pirsha Mishneh, that any artifice, any gnevis das, comes within the posit kisi alas adishem, and winterless is mitagim kolise ovel, kolile dishkar, any trick, any artifice, any deception, even not in money. So is comes within the itself kol tiavas adishem kolise ile, kolise ovel, and the pitfall in chum, in Pirkei Anoshe says, that it comes within the lab of voicing neighbor, Gnevis Das, even not Gnevis money. So, there's an issue of the rice of Gnevis Das. So that's why that's why the Ramo says that even according to the Ram, that it's muter mitzad gezel, but doesn't mean it's muter, it's heter Ramo. It involves, why is it muter mitzad gezel? Because there is no awareness. It's not doing you like Israel Tanis Mena Mitzri. But he deceives the Muches, so he's gaining Das Abrius. So he's gaining Das Abrius. Now, that's what the Ramos says. The call is Chelik. And the call says it's Mutalav. Now the question is, the Ramo is right, that after all, it should involve an Isser of Gnevas Das, an Isser of Gnevas Das Apriyas. Why is the Kochelik? But the Shaila is this, what's the Aloche? Now, the Beir Agelo says that the reason as to why the Rav Yoh says that if the Yerush doesn't know, so then we call Govil, is because if he doesn't know, it's like Avodah Zarah. Now, Avodah Zarah is Muteretz. Now, the Shaila is this. The Yerim says that even according to Mandoma, Gezlakim is Muter. But if somebody gazelt in Lulev from an Akum, let's say an Akum Shetziara, where it's Mutaman, then he'll use it on Yom Tev. And Sukkes, he will not be Mikhaim the Mitzvah of Ukachta Lochem Bayim Orishi. Because even though Gezlakim is Muter, under certain circumstances, so, but Shalit is not. It cannot become his. In other words, after all, he took it away without the consent of the Akum. He took it away from him because the Akum was Mitzayah. Okay, so he has a heter to take it away from him. But he wasn't marked to him. How could he acquire title in the world? So even though Gezlakum is Muteah, so it's only heter, but he cannot be zeich in it. The shaila is how about Avodah Zarah? Achad osel yodim, that is muteres. Is it analogous to Gezlakum, where lochem it isn't, or Avodah is different? There is a machlokes achrenim on that. The Bach, in Tur Yeredeya, Simen Kuf Membov, it's late now, I can't go over it. So he says that what the Yerim says in respect to Gezlakum, even though it's Mutah, but Chalei doesn't become, so Mele is true also of Avodah Zarah. In other words, if somebody will take an Avodah Zarah, so he will not be able to use a gezel. But suppose they find an esrik that was in the street that an akum lost. Suppose the akum is in the business of selling a slave. So an akum lost an esrik, and then the Yisroel will find that esrik, and he'll use it. I'm sukkahs, he'll not be mitayim in mitzvah, because lochem it isn't. Just like Gezel Akum, the Yerim says, lochem it isn't. The other achim were achilik in the Bach. There is a difference between Gezel Akum, even if it's mitah, so it's only a heter, but there is no afkos moment that he should be able to be zeche, and Avidas Akum, so he's like Avidas Yisroel Achayush, so then he can be zeche. So here too he can be zeche. But according to the Bach, it's only heter. If it's given yush, so zeche cannot be. So it's only heter. Some mele, apparently, the Ramor agrees with the Bach Shite. Some mele, he cannot be zeche, it's not his mommy. Some mele, there is an issa of Miris Das. And the Groh is chilek on the Bach. The Groh is chilek on the Bach. The Groh holds that there is a difference between Gezel Akum is only heter. But there is no of course mommy. But Avedis Akum is like Avedis Yisroel Achayush. So there is of course mommy, he can be Zeyche, each away. So Mele, there is no Yisroel of Neir Das Aprius. Suppose somebody wants to take away my money. He wants to take away my money. My money. And I cannot prevent it except by lying to him. By telling him, oh, you know, this is sacred property. It's a tumor. You know, you might be punished. And it's not a tumor. Will I be able to answer of Gnevis Das? Of course you are allowed to say a lie in order to prevent an unauthorized seizure of property. Some mele, that's why, so here, it seems it's not you do our muches, that there is a text you. Some mele, the Biragela explains it on the basis of Avidas Akum, and the Groh holds, not like the Bach, that Avidas Akum, there is of course money, so that, and he, the Muchas, wants to take away something that he has a right to be Zeche. He has already invested right in it, so he's allowed to receive him. But Ramor agrees with the Bach. Some mele, if the Muchas grabs it, he will not grab something that belongs to the Jew. He'll grab something that belongs to the Melech. But the Jew has a right to retain it. So there is no effort, mommy. So what heter? Does he have to begin with us a place? There's the machlokes. Now, if there is yes a Melech, so then he shows some sadgezel, and he can even force him to pay it. Why? So he mentions the Braise in Misachas Moches. What's the pshat? The Braise says, Kol ha-mavriach ha-samechas, kol ha-gilev ha-samechas, ha-reyu kol yishivodomim, kol yishivodomim levad, elokim leili ha-vizor ha-mechal shabosis. So what does it mean? It doesn't mean because b'mtzias he'll endanger the lives of the Jews. It means even if it is such a case that the Melech will never find out. Who knows that the Melech will never find out? But if in the event of the Melech finding out, he will be very angry and he'll impose a strict penalty upon the Jew, some mele, deceiving is also almost, you see. What is almost? In other words, if somebody does something deceptive, not forcefully, so is deceptively considered the harmless or not? So it depends. If I deceive the person, and in the event he finds out, he won't do anything to me, Somebody will just say, listen, you evaded a tax, so then deceptively is not considered a harms. But if I deceive the muchas, and in the event the muchas finds out, then will impose a penalty upon me. But he doesn't find out. So merely deception is also a harms. If it's a harms, it's gezel. Some melee, he can even force him to pay the tax. All right. That's all, I guess. Tomorrow it will be Shia, Mikvah.